This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees features a record number of women. Dolly Parton, Pat Benatar, The Eurythmics, Sylvia Robinson, Elizabeth Cotton, and Carly Simon are all going to be inducted on November 5th. Dolly Parton says she will gracefully accept her nomination. On Twitter, the icon added that she will continue to work hard and try to live up to the honor. Amber Heard is recounting her time filming her first movie with ex-husband Johnny Depp in the defamation trial against her.
There's certain things that you do to just maintain a certain line, and it just felt like those lines were blurred. I mean, he grabbed my face and pulled me into him and really kissed me.
Heard said while filming The Rum Diary, starring and produced by Depp, he kissed her in an unprofessional way. She said she would visit him in his trailer, and one day Depp lifted her bathrobe and playfully pushed her down on a bed. Yesterday, Star Wars Day. The upcoming Disney Plus series Obi-Wan Kenobi announced it will reportedly feature Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's already had a featured role in Back to the Future, The Big Lebowski, and Baby Driver. Obi-Wan Kenobi's first of six episodes drops on Disney Plus May 27th. Marilyn Monroe's estate says the iconic starlet would have been thrilled to see Kim Kardashian wear her Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress. Kim wore it to the Met Gala. And the niece of a dead priest is suing to block the sale of the Wizard of Oz dress once worn by Judy Garland. Barbara Hartke says her uncle, Father Gilbert Hartke, received the dress as a gift when he worked at the Catholic University of America. When he passed away, the university found the dress during its renovations and claimed it. They now want to auction off Garland's costume, which could go for over $1 million. That's entertainment. I'm Bob Hauer, NBC News Radio.